In President Bush's last budget, he proposed $3.5 billion to help buy protective equipment and training for police and fire departments. That money got tied up in the congressional appropriations process and eventually attached to one of the bills that lawmakers meant to pass before the November elections. Meant to, but didn't. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the result is that U.S. cities have not received any money from the federal government to help equip city workers.
Halfway around the world from Kabul, Afghanistan, is another theater of the war on terrorism, an industrial brick warehouse in downtown Baltimore, Maryland.
This is a sewage pumping station, and it's a very prominent sewage pumping station because it's right here in Baltimore's harbor.
Baltimore City spokesman Jay Sakai leads the way along a catwalk that slices the enormous, tall warehouse in two. He points down over the handrails at rows of steel beasts, each the size of a small truck, all breathing heavily.
What you're looking at right here are electric pumps. You can see the pipes that are coming in from the sides.
Each day, this pumping station moves about 35 million gallons of raw sewage, the stuff from your kitchen and bathroom, and the gutters in your street. The sludge is collected in a 10-foot diameter pipe that crosses the city of Baltimore to a wastewater treatment plant out on the east side of town. There it's filtered until it's clean enough to dump into the Chesapeake Bay. It's places like this, an important hub of any city's infrastructure, that mayors all over the country want to protect. At his city hall, Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley describes the emergency measures he took in the hours and weeks after September 11th, when hijackers used airplanes as bombs and no one knew what the next target would be.
Man, we were guarding everything that we even had an inkling might be attacked, as most cities were. We sent police everywhere, canceled all leave, and overtime went off the charts.
O'Malley quickly put together the Baltimore Security Council, the heads of police, fire, public health, and other essential government agencies, to assess the city's vulnerability to terrorism. Together, they set up the emergency response plan for the city, swept out Baltimore's 60s-era emergency control center, and began running training exercises. They prepared for mass casualties, sniper strikes, chemical weapons, and decontamination scenarios. O'Malley has spent about $9 million he had to shave from property tax revenue and fire hall bingos. And there's more to do, O'Malley says.
But there's only so far you can go with that federal help.
Of the $3.5 billion President Bush has proposed for training and equipping first responders, not $1 has yet been received by states or cities. It's tied up in Congress in appropriations bills that have not passed. O'Malley and other mayors are angry. O'Malley, a Democrat, says it exposes the real priorities of the Bush administration.
For a whole year and 3 months to have gone by, and for us not to have received anything in terms of protective equipment for our firefighters and police and health workers is really appalling. There's just not the urgency on Homeland Defense, and I fear it's because all of us are hoping for the best, that there won't be a second attack, and then we won't have to go through the painful decision of postponing a $1 trillion tax cut.
Karen Anderson is the mayor of Minnetonka, Minnesota, a suburb of Minneapolis. She agrees that all mayors are in a tight spot these days.
We've been responding to those new needs and responsibilities for what I'm calling hometown security entirely on our own with existing resources.
Anderson, a Republican, says Minnetonka has just about reached its limit and won't be able to do more without help. But she doesn't blame the president.
It's a congressional responsibility, clearly, to allocate these funds. They are in the president's budget.
Though mayors blame different people, they are more united by need than divided by party. John DeStefano is the mayor of New Haven, Connecticut.
At this point, I really don't care about that. I'm, saying today is today, and what are we going to do to get this money out to cities and towns in 2003 as early as possible?
DeStefano is the current head of the National League of Cities. He's organized hundreds of mayors across the United States to send to President Bush police and fire department badges.
You know, when this awful thing happened in America, September 11th, 2001, every politician in Washington wanted their picture taken with a police officer or a firefighter, and quite frankly, those folks haven't been kept faith with.
The National League of Cities wants President Bush to keep the badges as a symbol of their thanks, but only after he's pushed the stalled appropriations bills through Congress and rushed the money to the cities. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.